Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Stephen Avotny 5 days a week also here on these, I'm getting some crazy sound here, on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. And download the River Network app and then click River Talk. A live exclusive interview with Kurt Zendi, president, Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, native of Steubenville, a graduate of Franciscan. He's been with the chamber a number of years on and off. He's also a great staff. By the way, and shame on me, I know we were talking about Brooke and Ross, great people, and Mike.
Howard.
Howard, yeah. But there are also some other people there. Give a shout out to them as well.
Yeah, they do good work too. One day a week, Madison Young works with us. Madison's an employee at Ogilvy, has a pretty big job up there. But
what does she do?
She's runs the hotel, Wilson Lodge, and does a lot of those types of things.
She runs the hotel and works at?
I don't know exactly what all her job duties are, but she's an integral part of running that.
That's great.
Yeah. So she comes in on Mondays, and really we use her for, we have a lot of events and we need somebody to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that, you know, the event location is in all the food and every, you know, all that.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
And then when she gets that done, she helps Ross in our membership, the back end of our membership, just assisting in whatever it might be.
Wow, that's fantastic. And you also have Jenna, is that
it? Yeah. Jenna is also works for, she is a student at West Liberty. And McGuire, Jenna McGuire. And she doesn't help us while school's in, but through the summer and then through Christmas break. And she is just an expert at, you know, our website and developing stuff on the website. And
you've got quite a crew there, West Lib Pipeline. That's great. Anyone else?
No, other than Mike and I, everybody's 30 or under.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is just great. Yeah. Good. So right before the break, we were talking about.
Yeah. So Tim, Dr. Tim Borchers said, hey, you know, I'd like to keep some of our product, our graduates here in Wheeling, and absolutely, we want to. So we started looking at internship programs, a number of different ways that we can assist in getting these people across, getting them noticed by the business community, having the business community talk a little bit about what's available out there. But there was never any real formal place to do this. So you asked, why I need a building? So
right.
One of the things that we want to do is create a workforce development center, which there's a center up in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. It's called BizTown. And they go and get the local businesses around Washington County, maybe Allegheny County, and they have little kiosks set up. And the students all the way, really, from college grads all the way down to grade schoolers, just to get a familiarity of what our community has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get these kiosks, and on specific days, they'll have representatives of the kiosks come in, and they'll bus the kids in, whether it be college students, high school students, grade school students. They'll go through the line, go through and say, you know, the River Network, there might be a job for me. Maybe there's an engineer, you know, what?
yeah, that'd be nice,
yeah,
an engineer.
Right? Yeah, you might need one.
We might. Yeah, we might.
So.
But does it work? Do customers or people show up there? Is it a viable business thing?
They actually are doing very well with
really?
It.
Really?
And so what we'll do is we will build it into our overall project that we're doing. Because
this is downtown Wheeling.
Downtown Wheeling.
Is it a one-story building, two-story, three-story?
It's like a five-story building.
Five-story?
Yeah. Oh. So we'll have a couple floors. Red will have a couple.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be some private sector development in that. It's going to be wonderful. It really is.
You have enough parking?
We will, yeah. Now, we only have about 18 on site, but where it sits, there are areas that people very close can walk.
And that's great. Yeah. That's terrific.
Good. So this is part of an overall workforce development. So we want to, I don't know if you've ever heard of a business incubator.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, they were talking those up. I don't think they ever worked out too well.
No, and I don't know that it's going to be a pure business incubator, but it'll be more of a co-working space. You know, we found out that 5% of the Ojai County, really the area, 5% of the workforce is remote. And, you know,
what does that mean, remote?
You know, they're working out of their house, basically.
Only 5%?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad. But we feel there's a market there for someone that says, hey, for, you know, a nominal fee, $150 a month or whatever, come to our facility, get a desk, get an office, have a copy machine, have a receptionist, you know, kind of a whatever, phone service, internet, all that.
$150 a month.
Yeah. I mean, I'm throwing money out there, you know. And then
it's an estimate.
It's an estimate.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the coworker space. Then if we have a full incubator and you get some more services along with that, it might be $300 a month. Mm-hmm. And then there's also what we want to do. It's called a business accelerator. That's these businesses that are, you know, they're ready. They're almost into the market. They just need a little bit more push.
Like what? What are they selling?
It might be they're making widgets and they just haven't gotten their first sale yet, and they need maybe more research and development, and they might be in a warehouse now and they're looking for money, and they're like, hey Kurt, you know, we've got some big business deals coming, bankers or whatever. We want to have a little bit formal space of office space, so the guy's not coming into a garage.
Oh, okay,
all right. And then that R&D space would be below market rate, and we would then foster that. And then there's timelines. You know, you can't just come in and be in the incubator or the accelerator forever. Once you reach a certain level, and after, you know, we have to narrow down all the timing. But let's just say you've been there 2 years and you're going on your third year, and now you're making it. We will find you another location so the next types of businesses can come in.
And, if there's a demand for it.
Yeah.
And what if you're not making it after a couple of years? Can you just stay there and stay there also?
Yeah. If this isn't working out, it'll probably revert back to red, and we'll bring the private sector in more. You know, it's a long I don't want to say it's a long shot, but
it is a long shot.
Yeah.
It is. It's certainly not easy.
You know, quite honestly, I don't think there's what I call the monopoly money flying out there now that, you know, President Trump has taken over, which.
Right. The
you know,
COVID money and all that.
All that,
you know,
right.
Now people actually have to go to work.
Exactly.
So what else do you have? You've got some other stuff here that you wanted to talk about as well. I want to make sure we have enough time for all of these.
You know, some of the
it's not a trick question.
No, I know.
I'm
looking at my notes here just to see what's more important. Well, you know, we can go back to our 501c6, the chamber itself.
Yes.
You know, I was telling you about the great staff. Well, in 2024 in review, we currently have 565 members.
It's pretty good.
I'm sorry, 765.
That's even better.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is that bigger than the St. Clairsville area Chamber of Commerce?
I'm sure, a little bit, yeah, okay.
I like Wendy as well.
Wendy does a wonderful job.
I love Wendy. I actually love both of you. You're both wonderful. I told Wendy and I told you the same thing. Or Brooke or, you know, or at least anyone. Anytime somebody from the chamber, any chamber, wants to come on, Barnesville Chamber wants to come on, I don't care. I'm more than happy to have them on. I like business.
Absolutely.
I like merchants. I like mom and pop operations. Anytime Wendy wants to come on, anytime Kurt wants to come on, anytime, I forgot her name now, the one at Barnesville or Marshall County or whatever, yeah. just ask.
They're all
the
great.
Answer. The answer is yes.
We're all partners.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, we work very closely together. We actually have combined events over the years.
Really?
Yeah, combined business after hours at certain locations. And we're you know, if we're in St. Clairsville and we're trying to get a member for the Wheeling Area Chamber, the first question we ask is, are you a member of the St. Clairsville?
Right.
Because that's the most important thing.
Sure.
And then we do things a little bit differently, but Wendy does a wonderful job.
She's a doll. She really is absolutely a doll. So what else do you have
here? So we have 765 members. We have 175 new members since January of 2024.
Wow.
So in a year's time, we were able to bring that on.
So whenever I joined, after I joined, did you see a big spike and increase? Because people are going, oh my God, Dimitri's part of this now. I want to be part of this. Was there a lot of that?
I think so. You know,
yeah, I thought so too.
I would, you know, you're just so well known. You're laughing, but I mean, it all helps, Dimitri. So I had the staff look up so you've joined late November, I think it was.
Or December, I think.
Yeah, maybe. December. Yeah. Okay, so a month and a half. You've had 890 web visits to your website. You've had 49 people click through your site, which, you know, we can't lead we can lead the horse to water, we can't get him to drink. But
exactly.
Is that worth the value? You know, and over a year's time.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God. Just joining the chamber, any chamber, yours, St. Clairsville, even Barnesville, although I haven't joined that one yet, I think it's certainly worth it. I mean, to me, it's insane not to be a member and be actively involved, at least to some degree. Now, I can't go to all your events because I'm running around 20 different things and all that, but this I can do for you.
Absolutely.
Do for you to get the word out. What else do you have going on there?
Well, and then, you know, so when before Brooke and Ross, we were only getting about 63,000 hits on our directory. They took it to 163,000 hits.
My God.
In a year. Okay, so...
They didn't add porn or anything like that.
None
of that stuff. Because
no.
That's what I would have done. Boy, increase it just like that.
It would have went up, right?
Oh, baby.
Yeah,
Right.
Hands on. So, you know, I think we're creating value. Mm-hmm. I think that the young folks that we have working for us really know how to market through the social media aspect of things.
Young folks, now you sound like an old fart.
I know.
Call them like Gen X or Gen Z or whatever the hell. Don't call them young folks.
I'm sorry.
All those young folks, those whippersnappers, get off my lot. Don't talk like that.
You have tobacco I can chew.
Mail pouch, actually, we've got some here. The original. No, I'm just kidding. So you've got some other events coming up, though, too, right?
Yeah, so our leadership wheeling class, we have 26 young, up-and-coming business.
What is that? Leadership? What is that?
It's a number of different it's a 14-week program where we take them all over the area and talk a little bit about the history of wheeling, what that venue might had to offer in the history of wheeling. And then there are a number of different programs dealing with leadership training, okay?
Like what?
You know, it might be John Chambers, for instance, in February 12th, we have our Live to Lead. John Chambers comes with he doesn't come, and we wouldn't be able to afford him. I don't know if you know John Chambers. Big, big name in the leadership realm. They come and do... they have videos of these leadership trainers, and we have panels on the side. So in the course of a half a day, the couple hundred people will be there with our 26 leadership class also. View the video. We'll have a breakout with different cohorts, and we'll discuss what they said and how it's relevant to your – you might be a seasoned veteran and not know – and get a nugget. Oh yeah, this is and it's just how to lead a team, how to motivate, all those types of things. So
did you take one of those courses?
Yes.
And what did you learn? What was the one most important thing you learned from that course?
You know, not to control your people, to let them, you know, not be the let them make mistakes if they have to, because you're going to make it better.
Don't micromanage.
Do not micromanage. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And let them foster their own growth, and you will see growth in your organization.
You have local people in these leadership things as well?
Yes, we have local, but we also get some regional big time in the field of leadership come in and speak to. I mean, it's a $1,200 for 14 weeks.
Holy
you
cow.
Know, but it's very well worth it. It really is.
That's great. So when were you planning to invite me to give a course on leadership? Because leadership just comes naturally for me, as you can tell.
Sure. I'll put that on my, I'll write that
list.
Down. Yeah,
okay.
I'll write it down.
He's going to put it on his to-do list. So look for that any day now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so you've got some other stuff here. Very briefly, just hint at it. We've got a short break here, and then we'll do a deep dive into that because you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, so we've come together to try to bring back the City of Lights program in downtown Wheeling.
Great.
Yeah, so it's a combination. It's a partnership between the city, the Heritage, Wheeling National Heritage Organization.
The AAP or...
They'll be part of it. The City of Wheeling, Heritage, RED, the Regional Economic Development Partners, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We want to really, bring back, first of all the snowflakes.
Yeah.
You know, it was beautiful. Highlight that so it enhances what Ogilby does. Mm-hmm. And then we want to have a Christmas village along Water Street, and we don't know what that looks like yet. But, you know, it's something that we're going to be doing.
All right. Well, we're talking more about that. As well, his name is Kurt Zendi, President of Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Full disclosure, I'm a member of both chambers, this and the St. C. area. I would encourage you to join both chambers. These are really, really, really good people. It will help your business, I believe. So again, Kurt Zendi, Z-E-N-D-E, Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Join him.